Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Kiran Jha with the World News. The headlines. European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen says EU and India are very close to sign FTA. US President Donald Trump says there was no going back on his goal to control Greenland. French President Emmanuel Macron criticizes United States trade practices, saying Washington's tariff threats openly aim to weaken and subordinate Europe. Baluch Yagjeti Committee announces that it would mark January 25th as Baluch Genocide Remembrance Day. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians set a target of 155 runs for Delhi Capitals in Vadodara. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said that India and the European Union are on the cusp of signing the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, describing it as the mother of all agreements. In her address at the World Economic Forum in Davos today, she said that after Davos, the next weekend, she will travel to India.
The next weekend, I will travel to India. There's still work to do, but we are on the cusp of a historic trade agreement. Indeed, some call it the mother of all deals. One that would create a market of 2 billion people, accounting for almost a quarter of global GDP. And crucially, that would provide a first mover advantage for Europe with one of the world's fastest growing and most dynamic continents.
Leyen said, Europe wants to do business with the growth centers of today and the economic powerhouses of the century, from Latin America to Indo-Pacific and far beyond. European Council President Antonio Costa and von der Leyen will be on a state visit to India from January 25th, 27. They will be chief guest at the Republic Day celebrations before jointly co-chairing the India-EU summit. US President Donald Trump said today there was no going back on his goal to control Greenland, refusing to rule out taking the Arctic island by force and rounding on allies as European leaders struggled to respond. Experts say that Trump's ambition to wrest sovereignty over Greenland from fellow NATO member Denmark has threatened to blow apart the alliance that has underpinned Western security for decades. Denmark's Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen told Parliament in Copenhagen today that the worst may still lie ahead. Trump has said that he will impose tariffs on countries that stood in his way. He held a telephonic conversation with the NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte about Greenland and said that he would meet several parties at Davos. He reiterated his stance on Greenland, calling it integral for American and world security at large. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has announced that European Union's response to US President Donald Trump's tariffs against European nations over Greenland will be unflinching, united and proportional. In a speech in the World Economic Forum, WEF, in Davos today, Leyen offered to deepen cooperation with the US in Arctic region and termed imposing additional tariffs a mistake, especially between long-standing allies. She also mentioned about the EU-US trade deal signed on July 27th last year, which introduced an all-inclusive 15% tariff on majority of EU goods.
Arctic security can only be achieved together. And this is why the proposed additional tariffs are a mistake, especially between long-standing allies. The European Union and the United States have agreed to a trade deal last July. And in politics, as in business, a deal is a deal. And when friends shake hands, it must mean something.
Her remarks came after tensions have increased after Trump threatened new tariffs on a group of European countries supporting Greenland. Earlier, Leyen stated that the sovereignty of Greenland and Denmark must be unequivocally respected, emphasizing that the issue is of utmost importance to the transatlantic relationship. French President Emmanuel Macron today criticized the United States' trade practices, saying Washington's tariff threats openly aim to weaken and subordinate Europe and are being used as leverage against territorial sovereignty. During his address at the 56th annual summit of the World Economic Forum, Macron highlighted rising global instability and imbalances across security, defense and economic domains. The French president expressed a concern that without collective governance, global competition is becoming relentless. He singled out U.S. trade policies for undermining European trade interest, demanding maximum concessions and imposing new tariffs, calling such practices fundamentally unacceptable. He warned of a global shift towards autocracy rather than the democracy, citing rising violence. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has floated the proposal to impose a 200% tariff on French wine and champagne exported to the U.S. and after Macron reportedly refused to sit on the Gaza Board of Peace. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Baluch Yagjehti Committee, BYC, has announced that it would mark January 25th as Baluch Genocide Remembrance Day. The group linked the date to 25th January 2014, when over 100 mutilated bodies of forcibly disappeared Baluch youths were found in a mass grave in the Tatut area of Baluchistan. According to a report by the Baluchistan Post, the BYC called a Baluch communities worldwide to organize events drawing attention to what it describes as a decades of violence, enforced disappearances and repression by Pakistani authorities in Baluchistan. In its statement, the group said violence against the Baluch began when they were initially targeted due to their identity and has persisted through military operations and what it termed structural deprivation. It said repression has intensified in recent years, including against women and children. Union New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi today delivered the keynote address at the Round Table, Delivering Sustainability at Scale, Pathways for Global Transformation at Davos. In a social media post, the minister said that in his address, he shared India's perspective on how sustainability has moved to the core of economic growth and development. During the address, Mr. Joshi highlighted India's energy transition as a driver of economic growth, underlining progress towards 500 GW of non-fossil capacity by 2030. Indian companies operating in Sri Lanka have extended humanitarian assistance worth over 900 million Sri Lankan rupees to communities impacted by Cyclone Dithwa, which struck the island in November and December 2025. President of Indian CEO Forum Kishore Reddy said the relief efforts carried out alongside India's Operation Sagar Bandhu has reached more than 40 extremely remote villages, providing emergency supplies to affected families. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians have set a target of 155 runs for Delhi Capitals in a league match at BCS Stadium in Vadodara. Put into bat first, Mumbai Indians scored 154, losing 5 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, Delhi Capitals won the toss and opted to bowl. In reply, Delhi Capitals were 94 for 2 in 12.2 overs when reports last came in. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen says EU and India are very close to sign AFTA. US President Donald Trump says there was no going back on his goal to control Greenland. French President Emmanuel Macron criticizes United States trade practices, saying Washington's tariff threats openly aim to weaken and subordinate Europe. Baluch Yagjehti Committee announces that it would mark January 25th as Baluch Genocide Remembrance Day. And in Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians set a target of 155 runs for Delhi Capitals in Vadodara. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.